Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Caroline Clark from I Am Here and Jim Breen from I Am Here. And you know these people a lot, I'm sure, from working suicide over the years. Caroline, what is I Am Here?
So I Am Here is about culture change. We positively disrupt beliefs and behaviours around mental health and emotional well-being in the workplace. And that's really about getting people to really believe and live that it's okay not to feel okay, and it's absolutely okay to ask for help. So essentially what that looks like is a four-stage program in a company, and ultimately what we do is we empower individuals with courage, confidence and skills to have compassionate conversations with their colleagues who may need help. And their number one role really is to signpost supporting services within the workplace, and that's our number one goal. And we do that through four stages, as I said, and that's I'm Here, the why, which is really about instilling the culture piece within the organisation. It explains what I'm Here is all about, the role of what we call tribe I'm Here tribe members and I'm Here ambassadors. Then we move on to recruiting tribe members, and the role of the tribe members is really about is the culture piece. So we get as many people to become a tribe member of I'm Here, where they really, really do believe that it's okay not to feel okay, and it's absolutely okay to ask for help. So it's all around the permissibility piece of each other. It's a collective responsibility. At that stage, they do a 20-minute e-learning course, and there's also assets around that to help it live and breathe on the ground. And companies also do events, so it could be things like a video from a leadership team member. At that stage, then, the tribe members, a certain percentage of them will then move forward, and they are the people who really want to make a difference within the organisation and help their fellow colleagues. And I'm talking about the workplace now, but also it can be a school, it could be a rugby club, it could be a charity. So the I'm Here ambassadors do a 2-hour e-learning course, where we take them through three areas, which we call a show you care, which is really all around, well, how do you approach somebody who's not feeling okay? And it's body language, it's listening skills, and we have a lovely model called CLEAR, which is really about showing compassion, listening, empathy, acceptance, and real, so being your true self. And then we go on to asking the question, and that's really about what are the questions that people need to ask to help reveal how they're feeling and trusted enough to be able to express that. And then last but not least, it's about signposting the help and support that they need. And then the final element, which is the ongoing piece, is the arena. And the arena is really about ongoing support, so making the ambassadors the best ambassadors that can be. So it's all about really, really supporting them and also enhancing their courage, confidence and skills within the organisation, and help as many people as they can.
Yeah. And Jim, you're the founder of I Am Here. And what people have made you through your Cycle Against Suicide work as well. I guess what we've seen over the last 15 years or so is this massive mental health conversation that's happened and all the kind of anti-stigma work that's happened. And it strikes me that when we start conversations and get people to sort of seek help, the message they often get in the community is there is no help. And that's probably got a lot worse over the last 15 years. This strikes me as a nice way of organising it, because presumably in the workplace you can set this up so that there is support, there is help, there's not a kind of no response when people actually really need it.
Yeah, I guess there's probably three parts to that. And the first part is, you know, being someone myself who has, you know, after, in my case, 43 years, I eventually reached out for help, and that wasn't pretty. You know, it wasn't that I reached out for help on a Tuesday, and by Thursday everything was wrapped up nice and neatly in a bow. It was very messy, and the first part of it is, you know, really understanding that it can be messy wherever you're doing it. You know, even if the help and support is right there at the tip of your nose, it's still difficult for a person who's not feeling well to reach out and be able to articulate exactly what they're looking for. So that's the first part, is understanding, you know, it can be messy. The second thing is really being prepared to look at it differently. And for example, within I Am Here and within Cycle Against Suicide, help and support doesn't need to always come from a qualified psychotherapist or a qualified counsellor. It can also come from a trusted adult. If you're a child, it can come from, you know, your rugby coach. It can come from a parent, sibling, friend, colleague. And then the third thing, as you said, is in the workplace, we have an opportunity to really make sure that there's a systematic, proven, quality-controlled way. So when people are at the stage where they're signposted for help, even if, for example, Carol Ann comes to me, she recognizes I'm not feeling myself. She has the courage, confidence, and skills to show she cares, to ask the question, and then to help me call for help, even if I don't go to the right place. In the workplace, as long as you're asking for help, we can make sure through I Am Here that even if that first door you knock at is not the best door, that there will be a well-organized referral program that's quick. So, for example, if I'm going there because we don't teach people diagnosis, we do not teach people labeling. You know, within I Am Here, at no stage you'll hear about what are the symptoms of. So when I go and I reach out for help, at that stage I'm met with compassion, and that compassion then may be, this is great that you've asked for help. Now the best person for you to speak with is actually over here. I now, as a trained professional, I want to bring you to another trained professional. So that approach in the workplace, you're absolutely right. We can make sure that that's controlled a lot tighter than it would be in maybe regular society. That said, I Am Here has got two strands to it. The first strand is we bring it into an employer. So for example, Woolworths in Australia, they're the largest employer in Australia. They have 200,000 team members. Or CISC here in Ireland, they're one of the largest construction companies. And CISC, for example, with 1,600 employees, 1,600 team members, they, by bringing it into their own organization, can also gift it to any other 1,600 people anywhere. So it can be gifted to the charity that they support. It can be gifted to their local schools. It can be gifted to their local rugby clubs or football clubs, whatever. Now, in that environment, we also work very, very carefully and diligently for that last element, as you said, that last yard, that last inch, where I've had the courage, confidence, and skills as an ambassador to help a fellow colleague reach out for help. Now, when that brave step is taken and I'm actually asking for help, let's make sure that I'm met with compassion and I'm met with empathy and I'm met with the support and help that I deserve. So we're very much around that last inch being right. None of this is about saying it's a perfect solution. Come back to the start, it's still messy, you know, and part of, I think, the magic of I Am Here, just like the magic of Cycle Against Suicide, is it doesn't have to be all wrapped up nice and neatly in a bow or in a box for it to work. It can still work as long as that human compassionate connection is kept, you know, as being the core to everything that we do.
I hear what you're saying about not using diagnostic labelling, but I think it strikes me, having looked at mental health in the workplace programmes and initiatives, that they work very well for some types of problems, some difficulties, and less well for other more severe or more complex issues. And I wonder what your reflections are on that, on the how you can try and reach people who are really going through very severe, troubling times and maybe aren't even part of a workplace or are taking time away from work.
Yeah, I think it's a very valid question. So again, with I Am Here, if you look at it, what we do is we give a regular, you know, Carol Ann or Jim or John or Mary in the workplace the courage, confidence and skills to signpost where help is available to one of their colleagues that may need it. Once that signposting is done, it's really important to understand that there's a whole spectrum of need that may be met. And for example, in an organization like Woolworths or CISC, they have really well put in place EAP programs, employment assistance programs, and other support services that are there. And the reality is that the surveys that we've done and the surveys that third parties have done have determined that 50% of people don't even know those services exist. So that's the starting point. And not only that, but we know from the data, and we have Siobhan O'Neill, Professor Siobhan O'Neill, we've got Barry McGill as our advisors, and I'm here just like they were advisors to us with Cycling and Suicide. And we know that there's huge percentages of people who take their life having never asked for help. Mm-hmm. So again, what we're doing within I'm Here is we're saying there is a spectrum of need, and within that spectrum of need, there are all sorts of different requirements of support for those needs. And at its most severe and at its most mild, it doesn't matter. I am here is about compassionate connection regardless. And it can work on the basis that we say, look, there's a couple of quick wins for us. Number one is change beliefs so that it's okay not to feel okay. If people can believe that, we know that's a win. We know it's a win if people change help-seeking so that it's help-seeking behavior so that it's absolutely okay to ask for help, which is a big change. And once you've got the belief that it's okay not to feel okay, once you change your behavior so that it's absolutely okay to ask for help, you're already much further ahead than you were at the start. Mm-hmm. And now you're going into a set of help and supports that we know within the workplace are massively underutilized. I mean, the support services that are provided by employers for their employees are massively underutilized generally. And again, the data supports this. So what we're doing is we're not having to reinvent that wheel in the workplace. Now, again, it's very different outside of the workplace, because outside of the workplace, it's a different set of circumstances. But within the workplace, we're saying cater for the fact that everyone's human, mm-hmm. everyone's individual, and compassionate connection is the way that we treat everybody with those unique traits. And the reason we don't train people how to diagnose or how to label is, for a start, you know, I've got an amazing person, I've got an amazing psychotherapist I've been seeing for, you know, 6 or 7 years, and we're just beginning our journey after 6 or 7 years. And, you know, as experienced and as qualified as she is, she would agree that the more she practices, the slower she is to give a diagnosis. You know, so the idea that you can, through a quick, you know, first aid type of approach, teach somebody in a space of a few hours how to diagnose issues, we just believe is flawed. It's much, much better to say, the only label I'm going to give you today is you're a human like me, and I don't need to know even the details about what went wrong. All I'm asking is if you can gift me with the honor of sharing with me how you feel, I will treat that in trust, and I will bring you and that to where help and support is available. So it's about keeping it really simple, you know, not overcomplicating it beyond that. Now, what happens from that point on is the rest of the journey. And that the rest of the journey, again, will have ups and downs. And one of the things that Carol Ann is very keen to always emphasize when we speak with our clients is the ambassadors, those people who are acting as signposts, they need to also be really carefully supported in the process. Because if I'm saying to Carol Ann, look, thank you so much for sharing with me how you feel, here, let's go and speak with whomever. You know, there's an accountability that I might feel there that we have to carefully manage as well to make sure that everybody's looked after.
I'm interested in what you both think, just taking it slightly up into more of a social setting, because you talk about this compassionate connection, compassionate conversation idea, which is a really strong idea. And I think, you know, I still notice a lot about people's response to mental health difficulties in the street. You know, somebody who's talking to themselves and hearing voices, somebody who's got addiction problems and homeless on the street, we still ignore all of those people or are frightened of all of those people. And I'm thinking about how you can apply this approach that you have so that as a society we can be a little bit more connected. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I can give you an example of a brief that we have in at the moment, and it's for teachers and who are experiencing aggression and violence towards them by their students and families. And their view is, you know, let's implement I'm Here with the teachers. And our philosophy is that, well, actually, let's look at the full ecosystem, because, you know, if you take a step back as teachers, yes, we can support each other. However, what if we treated the students and the parents with compassion and recognize that they too are struggling and going through something. So let's bring them in. Let's do the full ecosystem, and that's where we'll create an impact. So I think it's about, that's the beauty of I'm Here, is that it will enable you to help the people that are in front of you, and you will treat people with compassion, and we will provide you with a life skill that you will take outside of that situation, and that you can bring that into the world. So it's really your outlook will change. And then also by doing the CSR side of it, or the social license, as we call it, is that you're naturally bringing that either out as well. So when we talk to companies, we say to them, look, say, for example, if you're working with Focus Ireland, you know, imagine if you can gift all your volunteers to go out into the community and be enable them to have compassionate conversations with the most vulnerable people on the streets, and bring in your families at the same time. I mean, one of our own clients has, you know, he has already shared I'm Here with his kids, for example. So his kids are now able to go into school and use the language around it's okay not to feel okay. So just to sum it up, for me, it is about a life skill that you can bring into your community, and look at your outlook just changes.
Yeah, and I think I mean, that's beautifully said, and maybe just to echo some of those. Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a social entrepreneur, and that's how I think, that's how I act, that's how I behave, and it's kind of just my DNA. And part of it is, maybe we as entrepreneurs and social entrepreneurs, we do look at the world slightly differently. So I remember with Cycle Against Suicide, like we're here in Derry today, here in Londonderry, and I've spoken to multiple schools in this town, you know, and I've spoken to hundreds of schools around the island of Ireland. I spoke with 40,000 students a year for 4 years, and I was very lucky to have a driver who'd drive me around, because I'd speak to four schools a day. And I remember when Barry would get to a school, and he would just ask me before we, you know, as we'd drive in the driveway, he'd say, so Jim, is this an all girls school, is an all boys school, is it co-ed? He'd look around to figure out, is it rural, is it urban, is it in a kind of a well-off area, deprived area, is it a dish school, whatever. And I remember I'd always get the same reaction every time I'd say it's an all boys school, and he'd go, ooh. And after a couple of days of this, I said, Barry, every time I tell you it's an all boys school, you kind of go, ooh. I said, oh, why is that? And he said, every time you go into the all boys school, there's about 30 seconds at the start before you get them, and I never know, are you going to get them? And I go, yeah, I love that 30 seconds, you know. Because give me the hardest, give me the most difficult situation to get our message across. And when we get it across, see the delta that we leave that school with. So, like, I love going into, you know, Loretto Convent in Clonmel, where all-girls school, and they'd have all the cakes out for you and the bunting. It's fantastic. And they'd be singing songs. But you also bring me into one, you know, Desh all-boys school in, you know, inner city Dublin or whatever, where you're going in the morning, and you know from the way that the students are treated with care, that it's a bonus that they've got to school. You know, not that they're 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late. They're welcomed at the door, even if they come in at 9:20. And in that environment, to get young men, agreeing that it's okay not to feel okay, and believing that it's absolutely okay to ask for help. You know, I love that. So go back now to I Am Here and your question. We will work with businesses and other organizations who already have connections that we don't have. Like, for example, CISC are a construction firm, so they'll have inroads into society that we won't have. Let's use those inroads to get in touch with, get in compassionate connection with the most vulnerable in our society. Last week, Carol Ann was in with the prison services. Now, I've spoken in Portlaoise, spoken in Limerick Prison and Cork Prison and other prisons around the island of Ireland. And I've spoken, you know, in Limerick's women prison, where the women that I got to meet with were serving very, very long sentences. And again, in that environment where you can have an opportunity to make a change. And some of the letters you get afterwards, you know, at the time I was running around the island of Ireland, I was running 50 kilometres a day, and one of the prisoners in Portlaoise sent me a letter two or three weeks later that he had ran every day around the yard in support of me. I didn't know it at the time, and that's a huge impact that we're having. We can make that impact. We can do it if we keep it simple. We can do it if we say it's okay not to feel okay. It's absolutely okay to ask for help. Show you care. Ask the question. Call for help. Treat people with absolute respect. And make sure that we're all human. And in the process, if we can signpost help to one of our colleagues, one of our team members, in a respectful, compassionate way, we both win. Both of us win. And, you know, I don't believe there's anything like pure altruism. I think everybody wins when we can help somebody else. And I do believe that the greatest gift, and in fact, the day I learned this was actually here in Derry, in an all-boys school. It's changed since because they've changed the schools have amalgamated. And it was the day I learned that the greatest gift you can get is when somebody shares with you how they feel. It's the greatest gift. If you can treat that gift with absolute respect. Now, when we leave here today, we'll all walk past homeless people, the majority of whom are homeless because of mental health issues. We will walk past them, and that's okay too. We do not have to be perfect here. Mm-hmm. All we got to do is work together to make a positive difference. And one of the things about I'm Here is deliberately it's designed as a program, which is not a wash and go. It's very much we work with over a period of time to make a difference step by step, you know, inch by inch sometimes.